Take from among yourselves a heave offering to Jehovah. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. Exodus 35:5a. The children of Israel brought a freewill offering to Jehovah. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the work. Exodus 35:29a. This week, we conclude this series titled, Taking the Initiative, with speaking from Brother Andrew Yu on the function and consecration of every member of the body, and a testimony from Brother Peter Yu. This is part one of message two from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. The original message was spoken with side-by-side English to Chinese translation, which was edited out for brevity, thereby affecting the cadence of the speaking. A link to the unedited version and a copy of the letter read during this message can be found in the episode notes.
Okay, I'm going to ask Peter to give his testimony of how he consecrated himself. And then I'm going to ask you to come up here and consecrate yourself. And like Brother Lee said, today better than Tuesday, and now better than any time later. So come up after Brother Peter gave his testimony. But before that, before Peter share, I still have something that I want to share with you. And it's in the rest of the PowerPoint. So everybody is clear about Matthew 25, right? Now I move to Exodus 35. And we may come to this coming winter training, or we may have to wait for another training. But we'll come to Exodus 35. And Exodus 35 is the first time in the Bible it mentioned about free will offering. There are offerings that are obligations from the Lord. But in Exodus, it talks about the pattern on the mount. And it went extensively into what that pattern is. Now, recently, I was in a message by Brother Watchman Nee. And it was in 1950, and he brought in the big revival in the church in Hong Kong. And he pointed out, what is the pattern on the mount? He said, today, the pattern on the mount is when all the saints rise up to function. That's the pattern on the mount today. The age of the spiritual giant over. This is the age when the whole body rises up. Now, in the next few messages, I will share with you something about what we call the God-ordained way. And I'll tell you that the God-ordained way is not Brother Lee's invention. It's solidly based on this conviction that God's work today is for all the saints to function. The age of spiritual giant is over. Forget about being a blending brother or whatever brother you call them. But pray, Lord, that the whole body rise up. That is the pattern on the mount today. Okay, then after Moses talks so much about all these things about the pattern on the mount, then he comes to chapter 35. And the whole chapter of 35 is about consecration. Where does all this material of this pattern on the mount, this tabernacle, come from? It comes from the people. So it went into detail about this matter of consecration. It shows that in the matter of the building of the church, consecration is crucial. In the matter of all the saints functioning, consecration is crucial. And this consecration is a matter of free will. Back to what I shared at the beginning, our own initiative. So if those people, they said, no, we'll just let the Lord do its work. If he doesn't do his work, then nothing can happen. The tabernacle will never come about. The recovery of the tabernacle, which is God's habitation, depends on chapter 35. And chapter 35 talks about all kinds of free will offering. There was a gold, there was a silver, there was a blue, there was a red, there was a man, there was a woman. Okay, go to the next frame. I listed 12 points. I'm a point man. I listed 12 points about what this consecration is. And it's all taken from Exodus 35. Number one, it's called a heave offering. That means it's not in yourself, it's in ascension, Christ's ascension. Number two, it mentions about men and women. That means it's a whole body function. It's not just a few consecrating themselves. Number three, it says, with wisdom in your heart. Romans chapter 12 says, our consecration is our reasonable service. It's not something emotional. It's something to do with our mind. It's reasonable, deliberate. Number four, it's with the heart uplifted. So consecration is not a gloomy thing. It's uplifted. In the Old Testament, when people they offer it up with uplifted hand. In fact, that's what the word consecration means. It means in Hebrew, uplifted hand. So consecration is something very uplifted. Number five, it's in a willing spirit. It's not capital letter, it's small letter spirit. A willing spirit. Romans chapter 12 saying, burning in spirit, serving the Lord. It's when you consecrate yourself, your spirit is burning. Then number seven, it's a free will offering. That means nobody's forcing you to do it. You do it in willingness. And then number eight says, when you do that, you're being filled with God's spirit, which means, of course, being filled in God's spirit. Number nine, it says, it's those people who put their heart to teach. That means in this consecration, we're perfecting others. Not only do we consecrate ourselves, we help others to consecrate. Not only do we touch the Lord, we help others to touch the Lord. A big part of the God ordained way is to perfect others. Then number 10, it says these people are being taken from their work, called from their work. That means it's in God's calling. Then it says those sockets that are in the tabernacle, where they put in the poles, that's made of silver. And those silver are taken from the half shekel of silver that is collected from everybody who got out of Passover. Everybody has to give half a shekel of silver. And that half shekel of silver is a type of our redemption. And out of that half shekel of silver for everybody are created those sockets. So 11, everyone offering half a shekel for the sockets. That means our consecration is based on the Lord's redemption. Then lastly, it's more than enough. It's not just barely enough. It says in 36, 5 and 7 that it's more than enough. So people criticize a Mary. Oh, why this waste? You know, consecration is to waste. You know how to please a woman? Do something that is wasteful on her. Then she'll realize that she's worth something. Don't underestimate waste. So the disciples said, why this waste? You know, if a man is of stature, his house has a lot of waste. His car has a lot of waste. It shows that he is worth something. The more waste a person has, the more he's worth something. So the Lord needs your waste. Just waste yourself on him. So you say, the church doesn't need me anymore. Okay, give yourself to the church and to the Lord as a waste. Then you have more than enough. And what does that mean in the New Testament? It means that your consecration continues steadfastly. Not just once for all, but continue. So 12 points, describing this kind of free will offering. Now you got the picture. What is the real consecration that we talk about? So this morning, all those that have raised up your hand, and please, this morning, we'll give chance to those that are under 40 years old. So all those, over 40 years old, hold back your consecration. Okay. Yeah, we want to see all the ones under 40 years old to give a free will offering to the Lord this morning. But I'll let Peter share his testimony first. Okay, go ahead, Peter.
I'm going to spend a few minutes because the brother's asking me to share a little bit of my own consecration after I was saved. I grew up in deep poverty. So all my dream is to have enough to eat. After having enough to eat, I just want to go to school. And in school, it's pretty easy. So I didn't receive much formal education. So I went to high school by chance. And also got a chance to pass the national exam, went to college, and did pretty well in school. And also passed the national competition. And they sent 50 chemistry students come to U.S. And I was one of them. And they spent a lot of money to invite seven American professors, teachers come to China to train us to speak English. And so you can see we were pretty well taken care of in China. So they really had a high hope for us. But I'm here. Make a long story short, before we came out to the U.S., the Chinese government had a 2 weeks training. And one of the items is, don't believe in Jesus. Don't get contaminated, defiled, corrupted by Christianity. So the third day, we chased away two gospel preachers. And one is leading us to call on the name of the Lord. One is going to fill up the tub. This is in 1986. These are the brothers from the Lord's Recovery. And I chased them away. Told them we only believe in communism, not Jesus. So 12 years later. So finished a PhD, postdoc, and we started a company. And a company went to IPO in NASDAQ and get ready to become a millionaire. And the vanity inside just began to burn. And we give up, forfeited most of the stock, most of them. And the whole family, we just moved to New Jersey. And there we went to the church in Franklin, also by mistake. Some of my shepherds are sitting here. And there we met the Lord. And our whole family, my wife and I, we got baptized early 98. 6 months later, I met the Lord. And I know my fate was sealed. So by the first year, I made a secret covenant with the Lord. I don't know why I'm still living today. I should have been gone many, many times before. There are so many, they are so much better than me. I'm still here. And so I give myself to the Lord. About 15 months later, the brothers had a working brothers perfecting training, 1 week of perfecting training in Anaheim. I was one of very, very few brothers from mainland China. And I was only saved for 15 months. But the brothers really invited me to go. I have no idea why I'm there, why I was there. I feel like I'm not worthy at all because all the rest of the brothers are either leading ones or co-workers or much older, many more years in the church life. But in that 1 week of training, brothers asked us to consecrate ourselves in writing. I felt I was not worthy. I was not even worthy to put my consecration sheet in the consecration box. So I made a secret covenant with the Lord again. So I wrote my consecration in a page in my notebook and signed my name, take that page off, put it in my wallet. Blank check consecration. It's basically, I basically wrote down, Lord, even I'm leaving today is because of you. All my moving along my lifetime, I'm looking back every moment you are there. You were there. So I wrote down like 10 phrases. So I finally said, Lord, I'm here. Whenever you need, you fill in. Now I sign first. So that was my consecration sheet. That was in April 29th, 1999. The next year, in 2000, I spent the whole summer. I took one set of VHS from Livingstone Woods basement. That's a set of the 28 messages given by Brother Lee in 1981. Talk about the church history, right now called the History and Revelation. That was given in November 1981 in Hong Kong and Taiwan. And I spent the whole summer, closed myself in a prayer room because we have a room that used to be my sanctuary, my holy of holies. By the end of the last message, I knelt down and prayed. Lord, thank you for placing me in your recovery. Thank you for making me a member of your body. Thank you for all the sharings about the history. Anyway, I had a long prayer with the Lord. But finally, I made a consecration or a vow. I said, Lord, I'm nobody, but I'm willing. I'm willing to consecrate myself, everything for your body and for your recovery, particularly the propagation of this ministry. Anytime I'm backsliding or dormant or anything, Lord reminded me. But whenever, if I have the desire or motivation to damage your body, let me die first. Never damage your body. That day, I face-to-face met the Lord. He held me for 2 minutes. I know my life is done. So, fast forward. 3 years ago, I reached my age of a consecration. because I consecrate myself to serve full-time until 50 years old. And about when I reached the age of about a month from to the age of 50, I wrote a note to the brothers. I said, if the Lord doesn't give me any fresh burden, I will go look for a job. I was thinking to mow the lawn for the saints. And the Lord rebuked me, said, no retreat. For all the years, that's the first time the Lord spoke to me in English. So that I said, that's fresh and odd. So I went to the Google, I searched no retreat. And then no reserve, no retreat, and no regrets. That's William Borden's testimony. And then I read it very quickly. I knelt down and reconsecrated myself. I said, Lord, no reserve, no retreat. So because I wanted my life, no regrets. And about a year and a half later, and a brother here called me, want me to come to New York City for some fellowship with Brother James. I have no idea what's going on. Anyway, about 2 weeks later, 10 days later, April 29th, 2014, exactly 15 years after I write that blank check, the Lord woke me up very early in the morning. So I have the habit to always kneel down and pray. I said, Lord, why me? I know you wanted me to go to New York, but I don't want to. I said, for the whole recovery, you line everybody up. I'm not even by the end. Lord, I can't. I'm not going. Even though the brothers have not openly fellowshiped and asked me to come, but the Lord already spoke to me in English again. You're moving. I can move elsewhere. It's not like I don't like the saints here. I don't like New York City. I'm in the Northeast for 25 years. I only came to New York City for company meetings. But the Lord pointed to my wallet. You have a blank check there. Whenever, wherever I need you, you will be there. So I took my wallet out. Because through the years, whenever I become weak, you know, just troubled, that consecration always with me. And I took it out, it's very crumbled and sweaty through the 15 years. And when I opened up, the two lines just shines. Whenever, wherever you need me, I will be there. It's April 29th, 1999. And that morning was April 29th, 2014. I said, Lord, amen. So here I am. Just very sketchy. But I can tell you, the consecration is a controlling vision. It's a controlling factor for Christian life. When I went to Israel with Brother Andrew, I was standing on the spot where Paul was judged. And I shouted out that word, Lord, control my vision. What's control Paul? Control me now. I want to consecrate myself here before the saints. I give myself to you again, not deviate from the vision you gave us. So, dear brothers and sisters, for a normal Christian daily living, we can have many, many situations in our working, living, family, or children that could have many, many different situations. But our consecration should always bring us back to our Lord. And there's no reserve. No retreat, no regrets. And Brother James added, no fear. So we made that t-shirt. No reserve, no retreat, no regrets. Brothers and sisters, we hope once we stand before our Lord, the Lord will say, good, faithful, and prudent slave. We hope all of you, all of the saints with this speaking, will have a restart. Not only take initiative, we hope you take the initiative to reinitiate our daily living, reinitiate our Christian walking, particularly for the working saints, young working saints. And Brother Andrew wants to take the mic out, right? We're gonna take the microphone out. We hope what Brother Andrew asked for those who are younger than 40 years old, who are willing to consecrate. Give yourself as the willing consecration, and you come out and consecrate yourself concretely, practically, and very detailed give to the Lord. Not only generally say, I give myself to the Lord. Because yesterday, brother listed four, manage four things. We hope your time, your finance, your relationship, the information. We hope your family, or even your privacy. Give to the Lord. Open to the saints and open to the church. Otherwise, you cannot open your home. You cannot shepherd the saints. So we hope you give yourself to the Lord. I want to, two of us, we want to start the consecration. For those of you who want to consecrate, you can come, begin to come out. Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you again. I give myself and my family. Give my daughters to you. They all grew up in the church life. Make them subjectively experience you. To love you more than what we do. And this generation will rise up and move even further, higher, faster. Experience you deeper than our generation. Make them witnesses. Witnesses for Jesus. Oh, for your testimony, for your church. Lord, I consecrate everything what I have, my time, my everything, to your church, to the saints, to your recovery. Bless your church. Bless your recovery. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
At breakfast time this morning, Brother Andrew asked us, those who were there, what did we think the composition of this morning's audience would be? Based on last night's attendance, which I was not able to count, and also the response from the live stream, Peter estimated probably half would be young people, which he meant by 40 and under. I mean, so Brother Andrew said that he wanted to share about the matter of consecration, and also he wanted to those who are 40 and under to consecrate themselves. And it was at that time he told Peter, he wanted Peter to give his testimony. When I walked into this room this morning, I was quite surprised and happy, pleasantly surprised, to see some of the old timers with us, because it reminded me of the atmosphere of consecration and commitment and enthusiasm in the early 1970s. That was an extraordinary period of time. Those of you who have gone through that, sometimes we did have that kind of a feeling, if only we could recapture that moment or that feeling and that enthusiasm. Many of you were there and you know what I mean. But the question is how to recapture that. You know, Brother Andrew mentioned that the young people today have many more opportunities or many more balloons to gobble up. The four apps he talked about last night, about not only our time, our finance, but also our relationships and our information. And I believe even from the consecration this morning, Peter had to shorten them because otherwise there are too many details for them to include. But I thought it was wonderful. I mean, it certainly touched us, the older generation, to see so many young ones commit themselves. Because I believe they have seen something and they were inspired with and they responded to. And I particularly noticed the majority of those who consecrated themselves are the, first generation. In other words, these matters were fresh and new and attractive and inspirational to them. But let me address myself to those of you who are the church kids who grew up in the church life. I want you to not try to figure out too much how can you recapture that which you sometimes have heard. I believe you need to take that step of faith to reinitialize how to respond to the vision you have heard. Even though this morning you may not have the time, the opportunity, or maybe you think you don't know how to have the utterance to express that. But I hope you will not let your hesitancy of not knowing how to recapture what you have heard, just do it. I hope you will take a leap of faith. You know, it was mentioned earlier that the consecration was foolishly done. But let me borrow another word. I want to use the word, do it innocently. You know, innocence initiates faith in you to have hope in yourself as well as in everybody else. You know, those of us who have gone through the period of 1970s, if we did not consecrate ourselves in innocence, I'm afraid we might have lost in being cynical. So therefore, I'm speaking especially to our second generation. Reinitiate your consecration to this vision. Do so innocently. Therefore, you may be kept from being cynical. I believe that is the only way we can recapture what we admired and longed for so many years ago. I want to tell you, younger generations, you are so fortunate. Seize the opportunity. Gobble up all the balloon.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.